Hey guys, Will Durst here to talk about the crazed leader besieged in his own capital, defying reality and obstinately holding on to power while attacking his own people. And of course, I'm talking about Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. The locals call Madison Madtown, and never has it lived up to its reputation as in the past month. Following a November sweep of both houses of the legislature, Walker, the Badger Ranger, decided the major cause of a state's deficit was the dastardly public unions, and in his so-called budget repair bill sought an end to their collective bargaining and placed obstacles in the way of their continued accreditation. The very week after he rammed through huge corporate tax cuts for the state, which is a lot like paying for your quarterly luncheon by garnishing the wages of the waiters. Now, in a closed-door session, Walker has run an end-around Democratic Senate refugees, passing the bill through a tricky parliamentary procedure, a move that runs the risk of offending ordinary Wisconsinites like a New York cheddar winning the blue medal at the state fair, and which may be more illegal than heroin in a holding cell. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. This Republican war on workers being waged all over the country. 11 states have pending legislation to strip unions of various rights. In Indiana, Democratic politicians joined the Wisconsin compatriots seeking political asylum in Illinois. Poor Illinois. Like, they don't have enough politicians doing nothing. But if you think this means the issue is over, you've obviously been spending too much time toasting the sunset while eating watercress sandwiches on the bridge of your yacht. As is their way, the GOP might once again have overreached and awakened a sleeping giant. As a matter of fact, I'll be most surprised if the AFL-CIO doesn't give Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker its Organizer of the Year award. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.